big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. The only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. I am the Bear of Texas, and ladies and gentlemen, it appears that Saraya, formerly known as Paige when she was in WWE, has been cleared to wrestle. According to sources, she has been cleared by AEW doctor, who would be Dr. Michael Sampson. Well, I can honestly say that this is truly a blessing. This is just something that wrestling fans like me have been praying for so long, because quite frankly, I kind of was basically sure that she would never ever wrestle again, but here we are. You know, I gotta be honest, folks, I'm still feeling the passion, the electricity, the adrenaline, the excitement when she made her AEW debut. I just cannot tell you just how amazing that felt. I mean, that pop that she received? Oh, man. That, ladies and gentlemen, speaks for itself. There is no doubt about it. She makes her debut last month at AEW Grand Slam in Queens, New York. And that pop, that is going to be talked about for quite a long time. So, you know, it was actually about on Friday that all of a sudden I got reports that she has been cleared. You know, TMZ said it, and then along with several other wrestling sources, including Cultaholic. And from all these sources, they all insist that this, you know, that Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer, you know, basically said that she was clear. I think he said that in one of the Wrestling Observer's audio shows. So, you know, but honestly, even Bleacher Report actually said something about it. But you know, one particular source known as the Sportster, you know, of course, as we know that on the recent episode of AEW Dynamite, she actually got into a physical confrontation with Dr. Britt Baker. So I'm glad that So basically, that really speaks for itself. It really does. If she had a physical confrontation with Dr. Britt Baker, then that's got to mean that she actually had been cleared. I mean, this is the first time since 2017 when she's had a physical confrontation as far as pro wrestling is concerned. So, yeah. It's basically clear to me that if she was going to be in a physical altercation with Dr. Britt Baker, yeah, that, ladies and gentlemen, that's a dead giveaway. It's got to be true. She has to have been officially cleared by doctors. And once again, it appears that AEW doctor Dr. Michael Sampson has cleared Saraya for in-ring competition, and I could not be more thankful. Quite frankly, I could not be excited, and I'm sure I speak for a number of pro wrestling fans out there. So when I recapped Grand Slam with David LaFon and Carson Babini, you know, I told them that time will tell. We'll have to wait a little bit to see, you know, where Paige goes from here. I mean, of course, I really had the feeling that if Paige was going to be brought in for AEW, they were going to, you know, it was going to be for, you know, for huge things, you know, of course, to lead the women's locker room in AEW, because the AEW women's locker room has a plethora of talent, and the women's wrestling is just not being booked correctly. So we kind of found that Saraya would be brought in to help correct that, and I think so far I'm kind of liking the direction that's going in. So we speak about Dead Giveaway. I mean, if she has a physical confrontation with Dr. Britt Baker, okay, it's quite clear that this is going to lead to a match. Saraya versus Dr. Britt Baker. So, and that, ladies and gentlemen, now that is excitement up within itself. So the whole story with Saraya, man, I mean, I'll just never forget, you know, the difficult last year she had as a competitor in WWE, the injuries and everything. I can't tell you how heartbreaking it was for me because, you know, Saraya, who again was known as Paige, I mean, she had been wrestling for just such a long time. She was a pioneer in women's wrestling. I mean, she made her debut in 2005 at the age of 13. So, I mean, she was just an absolute hell of a talent right there. So, you know, she was the first ever inaugural NXT Women's Champion, a two-time Divas Champion. We'll never forget after WrestleMania 30 when she won the title the very next night on Raw. So, of course, the Women's Revolution in 2015. You know, and then in 2016, you know, things, you know, that's when things, you know, started to get sour. You know, I think if I remember correctly, in August, she basically revealed that she was on a wrestling hiatus because she had an injury. And then I think in September of that year, she revealed that she would be undergoing neck surgery, and then she'd be out of action for quite a long time. And she actually underwent neck surgery in October of 2016, and she was out for a long time. And then I think in September of next year, in 2017, she was actually cleared to return to in-ring competition. And then in November of 2017, she actually returned to Raw. And, you know, that's what she was with Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, where they debuted as a stable known as Absolution. So, you know, her being in the ring for the first time since June of 2016, you know, that was pretty huge. But unfortunately, the return was quite short-lived because at that house show in December, I believe it was in New York, according to Ricky, it was actually in Long Island, New York. We all remember, you know, that six-woman's tag match when, after she took a kick, she took a kick from Sasha Banks. You know, Paige got injured again. I mean, you've seen the video. I mean, the video was so difficult to see. It was an injury to the neck, too. So, I mean, Paige couldn't even get up. I mean, the referee just had to stop the match. Oh, man. So, I mean, after that, moving forward, you know, she still, I think, briefly continued to accompany Absolution, but, you know, as in a managerial position, not as a competitor. So then after that, you know, everybody was kind of worried, you know, the fact that the neck injury was aggravated. I mean, this could, you know, mark the end of her career, and I feared the worst. And, you know, but, you know, at the same time, you know, at WrestleMania 34, when she was actually on the commentary team for the Women's Battle Royal, you know, I thought that was actually, you know, it was very nice to see her there. And then I think on the very next night on Raw, she actually officially retired from in-ring competition because of her injury. And I got to be honest, you know, when that happened, I had tears in my eyes because, again, you know, Saraya, who again was known as Paige in WWE, I mean, she's a pioneer of women's wrestling. She's truly an inspiration. So it was tough. But, you know, seeing that she was, you know, still in the company and, you know, they put her, you know, in a non-wrestling role, you know, when she was put, you know, I think it was in April of 2018 as well, you know, not long after. That was actually the day after she revealed that she was retiring from in-ring competition. They placed her as the general manager of SmackDown. So they put her in an authority figure. So they still found a way to use Paige, which I thought was pretty good. Okay. Of course, when she became the general manager, she turned back into a face. Absolution was disbanded. And, you know, based on reports, it said that Vince McMahon had given her that role because, you know, she was promoting the film, you know, Fighting With My Family, which, of course, as we know, is based on her life. So, So she was manager, general manager for, you know, for most of the year until December when she was no longer there. But you know, I think basically in storyline they wrote her off of television because she went out to go promote her film, which again is Finding with My Family. But then all of a sudden, you know, there's these reports that, you know, she's bringing in a new tag team. And of course, that turned out to be Asuka and Kairi Sane, which would be known as the Kabuki Warriors. But, you know, Paige would have to undergo yet another neck surgery. And while she was gone, the Kabuki Warriors actually, you know, became the women's tag team champions. And, you know, when Paige actually came back, this was actually in October. You know, she came back, you know, we all remember, you know, the Kabuki Warriors turned on her. I mean, Asuka, you know, sprayed her with that green mist. You know, that reminds, you know, something like that Tajiri used to do. We all remember that. So yeah, I mean, it was good to see that they still used Paige, you know, like that, you know, in a non-wrestling role. I think part of it was because she was under contract, and I suppose they could not just release her from her contract, maybe because of the terms, or maybe they could just release her because she was hurt. I mean, I think WWE just wanted to do the right thing, because if she's hurt and she needs, you know, requires these surgeries and they just release her, that would probably not be a good look, a good image for the company. But whatever the reason is, I'm so grateful that you know, they kept her around. They gave her a non-wrestling role. You know, she managed a tag team. She was given a role as an authority figure. So honestly, I was still grateful to see her on WWE programming. So for a while she stuck around, but I think for most of 2021 I don't recall seeing her. So I think honestly, if I'm correct, the last time she supposedly made an appearance on programming, which was in March of 2020, which of course we know what was going on at the time, where really the world had completely gone to hell. I think she made an appearance, which was like via satellite or like that, which she said that she announced that Bayley, who was the champion at the time, would be defending her title at WrestleMania 36. It was originally supposed to be a 6-way elimination match, but they changed it because one of the competitors had to be taken off, which I don't remember why. But after that, really, throughout 2021, I don't recall actually seeing her at all on WWE programming. But as we know, back in June of this year, she announced that she was leaving WWE, and I think the departure was effective in July. So seeing that she was done with WWE, you know, not surprisingly, all these wrestling fans, you know, start teasing and flirting with the idea of her going to AEW. And I kind of said, look, AEW's already got an overloaded roster as it is, you know, especially, you know, especially in the women's division. So I mean, as much as I would love to see her there, I mean, I don't know. But in September, it happened. AEW Grand Slam in Queens, New York. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was absolutely cool, as I probably said over 5 times. You can just tell that the adrenaline is so freaking overwhelming. Well, according to sources, her contract actually expired in July. So I guess she said that she was leaving, so her contract was expiring and she was leaving, so... I mean, in that physical confrontation with Dr. Britt Baker, I mean, the fact that she punched her like that, I mean, man. Yeah, they're definitely building up a match between Dr. Britt Baker and Saraya, and I have a feeling that match, and hopefully, it's gonna be off the freaking hook, because that is what, we've been waiting for this for a long time, and there's no doubt that AEW is gonna waste the opportunity of not actually, you know, making the match special. So all these sources are actually, you know, basically insisting. I mean, these are basically some reports, but, you know, it's basically insisting that it's true. But then again, like I said, you know, if she had a physical confrontation, that's got to be the ultimate proof in the pudding right there that she's been cleared. But, you know, what I find interesting is that a couple of sources, you know, from the Wrestling Observer, Ringside News, NoDQ.com, you know, it says here that Saraya never had a discussion about WWE about ever wrestling again. So that could actually mean that she had no interest in staying in the company, that she wanted to move on, or maybe WWE still would not want to let her wrestle. I don't know, but seeing that she never, you know, Wrestling Observer said that she, quote, never had that discussion with WWE about wrestling again, you know, I found that really, really interesting. So I'm actually going to pull it up right here that she recently on her Twitch stream that she spoke about her decision to sign with AEW. So she says that she never spoke with WWE about wrestling again. So yeah, so here's what she said, and I quote, "We never had that discussion. I never had that discussion with WWE because they let me go. I've been working years to better myself and be healthier and stronger. Me, mentally, I never brought it up because I had this mental block. I want to be as safe as possible. I know what my body can do. Me and WWE never had that discussion about having a match. I never brought it up to them about me potentially wrestling. If it was up to if I was to talk to them about it, I'm sure they would do the research. I wasn't mentally ready. It still makes me nervous, but I'm way smarter about it. I know what I can and can't do. I'm not expecting to do 6 German suplexes off the rope. Off the top. I'm not that wrestler anyway." Unquote. Okay. So she basically, you know, if furthermore, you know, I'm not going to read every single like quote that she said, but I'm glad the Wrestling Observer really has these important facts right here. This important amount of information. She even mentioned she's not looking to bump around like crazy. You know, she's basically says she wants to make adjustments and be smart about it. Like, in other words, she wants to be very, very careful. Like, I mean, obviously at this point she has to be extremely careful in the ring, but AEW too has to be extremely careful. But also every single talent that she works with in the ring has to be extremely careful. In other words, the necessary and very, very serious and precautionary matters have to be taken as serious to the fullest. Okay. Now, she did mention she loves WWE. She's basically confirming that she left, you know, that they left on good terms, which is good, which is great. Honestly, it's a blessing. So I'm happy that according to this, she's saying I love WWE. That obviously would insist that she left the company on good terms. But she also says, she mentions, she likes the opportunities that she's getting with AEW. So, but here's one thing, okay, and I'm glad that she brought this up. You know, she mentions one thing that she doesn't like is that, when people tell her, WWE got you that movie, of course, is Fighting With My Family, and she says, no, it was actually The Rock, and she, so, like that, but, yeah, but she says, no, The Rock deserves all the credit for it, so. And she, so basically, I mean, her being grateful to The Rock, I'm grateful to The Rock. I've seen Fighting With My Family, Florence Pugh, which I hope I'm saying that correctly, you know, fantastic job. So, I mean, Fighting With My Family is a great film. So, yeah, The Rock does, you're damn right The Rock deserves major credit for it. Or deserves all the credit for it, for that matter. But, man. But I think, you know, check this out. So now here's the decision as far as going with AEW. She says that and I quote, "The only downside that made me pick AEW from WWE is I don't like sitting on my butt and not knowing what I'm doing or if I'm allowed to do certain things. I'm pro WWE, but I love AEW and I wanted something new and I wanted freedom. That was very important," unquote. You know, right now, I want to thank Soraya personally for just being absolutely abundantly clear with her decision, why she made the decision. I mean, I'm telling you, she basically gave me something to talk about, especially on this particular show. So, Soraya, if by any freak of luck you happen to be listening, thank you so much. God bless you. It's so good to see you again. I am so excited. I have been a huge fan of yours since day one. Thank you so much again. And once again, Soraya, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for all that you do. And I cannot wait to see you wrestle again. So anyway, not finished yet, but still wanted to, you know, send my personal gratitude to Soraya for all that she's done. I mean, you know, I just can't wait to see what she has in the future, especially at this point of her career. So, but she, you know, at the end, the Wrestling Observer, you know, also, you know, acknowledges that Soraya says that she's been content with how AEW President Tony Khan has taken her ideas into consideration. There you go. That mentions the freedom right there. But of course, Tony Khan kind of does things a bit different from WWE. Well, you know, with Triple H in charge now, I'm sure that Triple H is definitely, you know, doing the same thing. But we'll see. We'll see. But speaking of WWE, I mean, WWE's now got something huge to compete with AEW because Bray Wyatt's back. But But you know, at the end of the day, in my case, I don't want WWE to be better than AEW. I don't want AEW to be better than WWE. I just want to be the wrestling fan that I have been all my adult life, appreciate wrestling as a whole. Be a fan of professional wrestling as a whole, be grateful and appreciate it. It's just more to watch, more to be excited about, more to talk about, which is extremely important. So the final quote from Soraya, as far as her ideas go with Tony Khan, and I quote, "All the ideas I've had so far, he's been great in using them. Every week he said, I'm not going to be able to take every idea, but I'll try to make it happen. And he has," unquote. So it's good to see that Tony Khan, you know, they're already building up a very healthy working relationship, which is good. I mean, if you brought Soraya in, you might as well, you know, work with her to the best of your ability, you know, take her idea, you know, utilize her ideas and everything like that. So, yeah. So as far as the match, you know, between Soraya and Dr. Britt Baker, honestly, I'm not entirely sure when the match could take place. I'd imagine it's probably going to be it's going to be at an upcoming pay-per-view. I mean, obviously, it's basically blatantly obvious that they're gonna have to build it. I mean, they can't just rush it, but you know, at first, you know, we thought that at first Soraya would be brought in just potentially as a manager like that. But you know, like I said with my boys Carson and David, I said, well, let's see, because you know, we'll see in the next coming weeks, and I think now we finally got an answer, and quite frankly, there's no doubt in my mind that David and Carson, you know, I'm sure they're aware of it. You know, if they're not aware of it, yeah, apparently Soraya is cleared, but I'm pretty sure they saw Dynamite, so I'm pretty sure they kind of feel like what I'm saying. I mean, it's obviously because, you know, the confrontation says it all, but really, Soraya really has that potential and that change to really make a huge, significant, positive impact on the AEW women's division. And man, like I've said many times, this is what I want. I want the AEW women's division to be used to the best of their ability. I want to see the women's division shine. I want them to shine. So I really believe that Soraya is going to make a huge impact. Ladies and gentlemen, I just cannot wait. And quite frankly, I cannot wait for the potential match between Soraya and Dr. Britt Baker. And when that happens, I'll definitely be here to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available to you on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Thank you all very, very much for joining me today, and I will see y'all next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.